Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition number 2367, and it was recorded on Thursday, the 19th of March 2026. Welcome from me, Paul Henderson, and as usual, I'm joined by Ruth Murray. Today, we have our usual mix of items: news from the city, some letters to the evening news, two features, which will be read by Sam Elmhurst, and this month's edition of Just Talk. Here's David to tell us more.
Hello, I'm David Potten. After this week's Chatterbox, we're going to have the March 2026 edition of Just Talk. I think you'll all find something you don't know in this month's edition. Do you know who David Whitfield and Anna Sewell were? Have you been to the Pineapple Pub or seen The King and I? Do you know about special voting arrangements for the visually impaired or about grants for funeral expenses? Can you possibly answer all the fiendish questions Sam has about Norfolk? But don't worry, there are familiar topics as well, from Neil Haverson, Galtina and David Clayton, so a mixture of the unknown and the familiar to march to, immediately after this week's Chatterbox.
Thank you, David, and hello, everyone. We send a warm welcome to one new listener this week. Hello and welcome to Mr. Barry Marrable from Norwich. We hope you enjoy the programme.
We begin our first set of news items with a race to save a film projector from the Anglia Square development. Film lovers are in a race against time to save a cinema relic from being lost to the rubble of the regeneration project. Campaigners are urging Norwich City Council to rescue an original 1961 Cinemechanica Victoria 8 film projector from the old Hollywood cinema in Anglia Square before they tear the site down. They say the Italian-made device is one of the few remaining and are calling for it to be placed in a museum. Among them is Trevor Wicks, former director of Hollywood Cinemas, which closed its doors for the final time in 2019. He says the projector has historic value and is one of the few remaining of its kind. Anglia Square is being developed to make way for 1,100 homes on the site off Magdalen Street.
Two stars filmed scenes for their new Channel 5 show in Norfolk. Sam and Aid Go Birding will follow actors Samuel West, who has starred in All Creatures Great and Small and Slow Horses, and Adrian Edmondson of Alien Earth and A Spy Among Friends fame, as they travel the country on birdwatching quests. During the three-part series, they will visit North Norfolk looking for Brent and pink-footed geese. West and Edmondson are coming into the show with different levels of birdwatching experience. For West, birding is a long-standing passion. He has been recording his sightings for 20 years and has now seen more than 400 British species. The hobby is, however, something new to Edmondson.
A 100-year-old Norwich woman has attributed her long life to her positive outlook. Daisy Miller from Helsdon, who recently celebrated her 100th birthday, says positivity is the reason she is still able to live a fulfilling and independent life at her age. Mrs. Miller lived in Southborough through the Second World War and worked on RAF Shipdham as a clerk. While working at the RAF site, Mrs. Miller met her husband, Aubrey, who was stationed at the nearby army base. She met him while he was guarding ammunition dumps and introduced himself when she passed on her way to go shopping. Mr. Miller was stationed in Gibraltar for the rest of the war, but the pair stayed in contact. They married in July 1949 at St. Peter Mancroft Church. After the war, Mrs. Miller was a typist at Norwich Union, now Aviva, and she was eventually put in charge of the typing department. Mr. Miller worked for the post office. He passed away aged 78, and Mrs. Miller has lived on her own for 30 years. Well, happy birthday and well done, Mrs. Miller.
A warning has been issued after a group of men in a white van knocked on Horsford residents' doors, claiming people's roofs were in a dangerous condition. The men, who were using a white van with several ladders on the roof, are also believed to have been delivering leaflets offering roof repair services. Norfolk County Council advised people to never deal with doorstep cold callers, who can be reported to Norfolk Police on 101 or to the Citizens Advice Bureau helpline on 0808 223 1133.
Plans to move Norwich's livestock market to a village 15 miles away on the A47 have been scrapped, with officials now lining up an alternative site. Preparatory work was already underway to relocate the facility from the city's Hall Road to land at North Tuddenham near Dereham. But in the face of strong opposition from locals who had raised concerns about the suitability of the village, the project has now been abandoned. Instead, officials from Norwich City Council, which is responsible for the livestock market, say they have another preferred site in mind. They have not said where it is, except that it is not in the Breckland Council area. And the news will renew speculation about other possible locations, such as near Postwick, or the Norfolk Showground, or the Food Enterprise Park near Honingham.
Work supporting older people has earned a charity national recognition. Age UK Norwich has been named one of 10 winners of the coveted 2026 GSK Impact Awards, which honour outstanding small and medium-sized health and care charities across the UK. The awards are run in partnership with the King's Fund. Dan Skipper, Chief Executive of Age UK Norwich, said, "The whole charity's team is delighted. This recognition marks years of work shaping our services with clients and partners to evidence the impact we're making, not just to older people, but to the healthcare system and wider society." The GSK Impact Awards, now in their 29th year, are considered a mark of excellence in the charity health sector. Award winners receive £40,000 in unrestricted funding and a place on a leadership development programme. Lisa Weeks, senior associate at the King's Fund, said, "Age UK Norwich is an outstanding example of how strong local partnerships, non-intrusive smart technology and robust data can support older residents to stay healthy, connected and independent for longer."